Lesson 1. Denial. Principle 1. Realize I'm not God. I admit that I am powerless to control my tendency to do the wrong thing, and that my life is unmanageable. Happy are those who know they are spiritually poor. Matthew chapter 5, verse 3. Step 1. We admitted we were powerless over our addictions and compulsive behaviors, and that our lives had become unmanageable. I know that nothing good lives in me, that is, in my sinful nature, for I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. Romans chapter 7, verse 18. Think about it. Before we can take the first step of our recovery, we must first face and admit our denial. God tells us, "You can't heal a wound by saying it's not there." Jeremiah 6:14. The acrostic for denial spells out what can happen if we do not face our denial. The D stands for disables our feelings. By repressing our feelings, we freeze our emotions. Understanding and feeling our feelings is freedom. 2 Peter 2:19 says, "They promise them freedom, while they themselves are slaves of destructive habits. For a man is a slave of anything that has conquered him." The E in denial stands for energy lost. A side effect of our denial is anxiety. Anxiety causes us to waste precious energy running from our past and worrying about and dreading the future. It is only in the present, today, where positive change can occur. Psalm 146, verses 7 and 8. He frees the prisoners. He lifts the burdens from those bent down beneath their loads. The N in denial stands for negates growth. We are as sick as our secrets. We cannot grow in recovery until we are ready to step out of our denial into the truth. Psalm 107:13 says, "They cried to the Lord in their troubles, and he rescued them. He led them from their darkness and shadow of death, and snapped their chains." The I in denial stands for isolates us from God. God's light shines on the truth. Our denial keeps us in the dark. 1 John chapter 1, verses 5 to 7. God is light. In him there is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with him, yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live by the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, purifies us from all sin. The A in denial stands for alienates us from our relationships. Denial tells us we are getting away with it. We think no one knows, but they do. What is the answer? Ephesians chapter 4, verse 25 says, "Stop lying to each other. Tell the truth, for we are parts of each other." And when we lie to each other, we are hurting ourselves. The L in denial stands for lengthens the pain. We have the false belief that denial protects us from our pain. In reality, denial allows our pain to fester and grow and turn into shame and guilt. Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 17 says, "God's promise, I will give you back your health again and heal your wounds." Accept this first principle of recovery. Step out of your denial. Step into your higher powers, Jesus Christ's unconditional love and grace. Lesson 1, Question Section. Question 1. What areas of your life do you have power or control over? Be specific. Question 2. What areas of your life are out of control and unmanageable? Be specific. Question 3. How do you think taking this first step will help you? Question 4. As a child, what coping skills did you use to get attention or to protect yourself? Question 5. What was the family secret that everyone was trying to protect? Question 6. How do you handle pain and disappointment? Question 7. How can you begin to address your denial? Question 8. In what areas of your life are you now beginning to face reality and break the effects of denial? Question 9. Are you starting to develop a support team? Are you asking for phone numbers in your meetings?